Hello.
Mr. Colton.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Well, you had a long day.
Well, they've all been long in the last few weeks.
That's right.
I'll be as happy as anyone to see this damn thing get over one way or another. We got a piece of half of the coverage tonight on one of the networks, ABC, gave us to it.
Yeah.
Scott Muster, probably the first, but Muster was just marvelous. That's your inquisition phrase right up at the beginning of it.
That's good.
So it was an inquisition and a bedside inquisition, in fact, to destroy the hell out of it. He also alluded to Kennedy, but didn't use him by name, because he said that 13 pages of experiment that was a terrible tense question from the trial. And by one sentence, that was convinced that he was the first. It's amazing. NBC and CBS blanked him out completely. CBS had 5 minutes on an interview they had with Flanagan, and painted it in the worst possible light.
They interviewed Flanagan?
Yes.
Well, why in the hell did he go on?
I don't know. I blew my trap at CBS tonight.
You mean Flanagan went on NBC?
CBS, friend.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I didn't discover it until after the broadcast. I called. Raised a little bit of hell. It didn't come off all that fast, but it didn't matter. I don't think it did matter.
Well, Flanagan had no business going. What did he go on about, Chuck? What in the name of God did he do?
Well, apparently they did a profile on him, and they were going to be home.
Yeah.
But they did a hatchet job. Really,
and he cooperated with them by giving them audio, did he?
Part of an interview. So
oh, boy.
But it's a bad timing, because Kennedy came on and said on all three networks. And said, well,
of course, I figured they'd have him on all three.
On all three. And he was saying, well, I hope Mrs. Beard gets well and back to her family. And if it takes several months, the committee will be prepared to hear her whenever she's better.
That's right.
But ABC gave us a good break in the year.
Well, that's one network out of three.
Yeah.
33 1/3%.
It's
about as sure you're up against. But my God, I don't know why Flanagan went on without consulting somebody.
Well, I gather he consulted Ziegler. I told Ziegler.
Well, did Ziegler know about us going on?
Yeah. I just called him and he was doubling.
That's all right. Well, we have to watch our people. The White House staffers are going to stay the hell off the television. Unless they're on like if we put Henry out on something or Galley, that's something. But for Christ's sakes, but Flanagan has got to keep his goddamn.
Yeah, that's kind of a controversy. You can't win. You know, the media is just so.
Right.
As Rutger said, God, those fellows have been jumping right down that rope in that press conference. But I must say.
But he reacted roughly to it. Good for him.
Yeah, and he called, I don't know if I mentioned this, he called to say, I want to thank you. He's never had a better press conference. So as I know, Green should be ready to go to bat again. He's getting a little beat. He looked good tonight, I must say. On ABC, he was beautiful because he got into about a minute and a half all the key phrases that he wanted.
Right.
I was sitting with him. He called the Democrats, the four horsemen. Larry O'Brien, and the four horsemen, and Kennedy, and the general tenor of the tonight was not bad because they had a lot of Democratic members in the doctor's clinic. He's now in the best for 6 months. And the lawyer's saying that the self-righteousness of it, those guys are furious. Here they have this woman helped him cut back 6 months, and they have Kennedy being in the center.
Yeah.
He'll be here. Really has put him up on a point of control of suicide. If that woman ever died now, I think that
it's
seriously overstepped.
I'm afraid that's something that isn't going to happen. Well,
we
just do our best.
Well,
but in any event, they now we move on, though, to the other plan.
We're going to do that.
And
Clark is going up in the morning to see, and he's going to tell the general that we have to
option, but you mean to Well, I think our problem here really is to get the, we've got to get the Coindies thing. We've really got to cut our losses. I regret to to reach that conclusion, but, you know, it's a shame for a decent man to be fillered, but he's a guy that realizes he, if he isn't going to make it, Chuck, he may as well.
Well, the Mitchell Brock plays good.
That's right.
And so with me, I realized that, yeah, I would say, great, I'm going to get these passes and have it right between the eyes, and I just love it.
That's
real, but I'm going to give it to him and give it to him good. But he isn't going to make it, of course, right?
No.
It's sad, but Wally Thompson, on his first day, has said that.
I know.
For 3 years, he changed his position.
Right.
When I saw Kennedy, the American people demand that this be a thorough inquiry. It is now going way beyond Peter Beard and Peter getting off the memorandum. They've all disavowed it because they think now that may be a thing.
Yeah.
This chapter not passed, so now they're off on the chapter. The basic issues here are so fundamental to the process of governing the chief secretary of the
state. Right.
And all the way, what you can do is that you can fill in what you can't want to campaign. Here's an issue. If it weren't an election,
but you can't do it in an election year, Chuck.
In an election year, Mr. President, the media is standing up and there's no evidence of it. As a matter of
with everything you had,
yeah,
I know.
As a matter of proof, we discredited that much. Every eclipse of the damn thing would be out of it. And yet, now the media picks up every new fact they can and does not prove it, I hope, but you've got ongoing.
Yeah, they pick up now at $600,000. That's their big thing.
Well, that didn't play on any of the networks.
Didn't it? Oh, well, that's
well,
good.
Let's see, I watched.
Well, don't watch it all. But anyway, I know what they would play, though. They'd pick up that. Or it's the White House call, isn't that it?
No. Interestingly enough, they didn't. They picked up Kennedy. I watched two of them there. I had one of my people with me there. No, they downplayed that.
The networks, Chuck, they're
there.
And the TV is just hitting it.
Well,
we'll try to find ways to get some more stuff across here. We're bound to find it.
Now, we'll go over the head.
Oh, you got Easter coming. You know?
Well, that's right.
It'll give them a little rest, but going over their heads is a little hard, Chuck. Well, it may be that the Klein Beast move is the only thing that will do it.
Well, it would be dramatic, because it's going to be the first time that a cabinet nominee ever said the Senate trustees
But if... Has anybody talked to Klein Beast along these lines yet?
No. What I thought we should do, Mr. President, is to have McGregor in the morning.
Yeah, and give us a...
Then give us a report. If looks like we can get it up, our own fellows don't want to push even too hard on Scott's question for the other. Let's give them 1 week. We've got to push it this week. And then the second step is if we get even more cooperative, fine. If we don't, the Republicans are going to have to make that price. And force that up or down. So there's actually a motion to bring it up. To get a motion to end the hearing in the Senate, to leave the hearing. If that passes, the Senate will do something to go to Manatee and say, we'll have a deal with the committee, we'll get it. And then we'll have a filibuster.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, grind them right, but down, but it'll be on the airwaves for another month, Chuck. That's the point.
Yeah, well, that's why, of course, if we lose it, then we'll be then find you for the perfect excuse, and like it was to do it. You shouldn't go to the public.
Oh, hell, I won't talk to him.
I don't think so. But I think it's bad.
Yeah. Well, he's going to have to talk to Mitchell about it, too, you know, because Mitchell is so deeply involved. He's going to have to tell him about it.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if Tom now recognizes this year. What I told him was that he told him that he's become a little bit realistic to the problem.
Has he? If you keep it on long enough, it does hurt.
Eventually, it sinks into the public.
That's right.
Unless you can turn it, and that's where it'll get done the things that they're not supposed to do. The person not going to bust up, it's the only place they can pour in.
That's right.
So I think you'll find that's a little bit more than what they're trying to
do. Right.
And Dick has to understand that it's a long shot gamble, but it might turn public sympathy around as it might be a drag out of it.
Just kill it.
Okay.
And us.
Right.
Yep. Well.
Well, we'll push away at that, too. We've got some good economic news coming, I think, too. The initial claims on unemployment insurance are falling again last month.
It's
about the fifth month in a row. And it's not only the best news, but it's the burden of all the new businesses to go up again. So,
yeah.
I'm a good bullish.
Good.
I'm sure Herbal has been to believe it.
Yeah, he'll be as strong.
But it's a good turn.
Right.
It's a good turn, for example. Again, another 2% by the month. So that continues to be made. That's been reflecting itself.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll get a good turn on that one, too.
Okay. Well,
we'll
maybe something else. Get a break out of this yet.
We
certainly haven't received any breaks. We've tried to make a few, but you know, we haven't gotten any breaks, have we?
No. The only ones we've gotten in person is the ones we made.
That's right.
Maybe there'll be one fall out of the sky where that's not we just found a way and try to be without line and we made it. The thing to do is now is to bring it to a head.
I agree. You've got to get it to a head and get the damn thing over with. We just cannot have it hanging in there in the Senate and fight it off so that people wonder, well, Christ, there must be something wrong. You know?
Well, if they drag it too long enough, it's just what it does. And the people are going to be the better people. Just, even if they never find anything wrong, people just figure out disillusion people. And disillusion hurts the end.
That's right.
And helps the end.
That's right, and you got to figure that they're getting a massive assistance from media on it, too.
Let's
say I cannot, well, never understand why Flanagan went on the goddamn program. Unbelievable. He was on himself? How do they hatchet him, Mark? That he was fixing cases,
no,
he's crooked, or what?
Born to wealth, and show a picture of him. Both of you, and how you know he's a great believer in the free enterprise system, but they get a bit of a naughty way, and then they brought him to the business on film.
Yep.
He's so
Right.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you got to expect that. Deadly answer.
Funny.
Try another one tomorrow. Okay.